Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In today's age of low interest rates, retirees are becoming more and more interested in making sure they maximize their Social Security benefits. We've talked about this topic before, but because it's so complicated, here we go again. Chris Cabry is a certified financial planner with Ameriprise Financial Services, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike, for having me.
I'm sure one of the popular questions you get is, will Social Security be there for me at all?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest thing. And the things that we're seeing is that there should top out, if you will, their reserves about 2020, and then we'll start gradually drawing down on those reserves until 2023. And then there's going to be some issues that have to be resolved. As you can see on your Social Security statements, that they're only predicting that they're going to have 77% in the year 2033. So we do expect some changes in the future.
Now, I know when we've talked about this topic before, the financial planners that we talk to emphasize don't count on Social Security anyway as your sole source of retirement.
That's absolutely true. A lot of what we look at is how much does the individual need to live on? And Social Security is going to be a piece of that pie, but most of the people are going to need some other savings through 401ks or IRAs or pension plans or some non-qualified investments. So we look at the average individual spending about $45,000 to $55,000 a year in retirement in this particular state. Depending on that level, Social Security is going to replace about 40 to 45% of that for some of those individuals, and we look to make up the difference somewhere and give them a realistic expectation of what they can really expect from Social Security.
You mentioned also that Social Security statement that the government sends out. Is that a reliable source of information to count on?
Yeah, and most of that is now done online. You can pull all of your Social Security earnings, and they'll give you the estimates at 62 and 66, and then at 70. And what people need to focus on is their full retirement age or their primary insurance amount, and that's going to be their benefit at a given age.
So these tools there at the Social Security website will also help me figure out which is the best way to go to maximize my benefit?
I wouldn't go that far with it. They'll give you some numbers based on when you want to draw on that money, but the biggest thing is how much money have you earned over your lifetime and how much have you contributed, and then at what age am I going to apply for benefits? Your marital status will come into play. You need to use the rules that are available to you to maximize those benefits. And there's different claiming strategies that we talk about with clients to help them evaluate which one of these is going to be most beneficial for them.
Can you give us a couple of the more common examples, say a husband and a wife into their 60s, getting ready to retire and take Social Security?
Let's just say, for instance, John was the higher wage earner of the two. And he was max funding Social Security all through his life, and his wife stayed at home with the children, took care of the house. If they didn't need the income for spending purposes, then he could delay his out as long as age 70. Once she turned 66, she could start pulling off what they call spousal benefits to take half of his, even though he wasn't drawing. So they would restrict his benefit. She would be able to then take half of his at 70. He would then apply for his and start taking his income from that. If something happened to him, the spousal benefit would then kick in, and the surviving spouse would get that higher benefit. And that's what a lot of people aren't taking into consideration, has been my experience, is that spousal benefit at the end when one of those income streams is going to go away at death.
Now, how about those people who worked 20 years for a company and then decided to retire from that business, but they still have 20 years before they became Social Security eligible, and so they did odd jobs or became self-employed and some years had Social Security earnings and some years didn't? What would happen in that case?
What you're looking for is 35 years into that system. Any years when you didn't have Social Security income, that's going to be entered into a zero, and it's going to be quite hurtful.
Chris, great information. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you much for having me.
Chris Cabry is a certified financial planner with Ameriprise Financial Services in Greenwood, South Carolina. And remember, you can listen to the show again at our webpage, etvradio.org. Just click on podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.